Well, not many South Africans, and I mean, I sort of alluded to this earlier in the discussion with Tariq Kieran, the chief executive at Tyme Bank, but not many South Africans have been massively successful globally. Those that have hit the big time have done well because they've invested in good companies and they've grown. Naspers is among them. SAB Miller, remember them, is another one. Bidvest is another one. It bought some great businesses and then created a business called Bidcorp, which we're talking about today. Of course, there were lots of companies that bought rubbish at a discount and have been badly hurt because they haven't been able to fix them. But 2020 hurt Bidcorp and took it down a peg or two. Its profits fell by more than 46% during the year, and that's because the world shut down, not just us. David Cleasby, Chief Financial Officer at Bidcorp this evening. I mean, with so many parts of the world, David, I mean, in various stages of lockdown, so often, trying to run a food services business and get food to restaurants must be considerably harder than it used to be.
Evening, Bruce. Listen, I think we have to acknowledge we've got a very decentralized team around the world. They're fantastic management. A lot of our businesses were designated essential services, so we didn't shut down completely, but major parts of the hospitality market certainly did. But it's really testament to our management teams, the decentralized and entrepreneurial model that we've got, that we were able to, see this crisis through, and obviously it's not over yet in some parts of the world. But we do believe that we are well through it and we'll start seeing light in some parts of the world, pretty soon.
You are seeing business coming back. You're seeing demand recover, including, I'm sure, in South Africa.
I mean, it's really dependent on the government's reactions and the lockdowns that get imposed in various parts of the world. And fair enough, governments have reacted very similarly, in terms of trying to deal with the crisis. But if you take our Australasian business, our Chinese business, I mean, they, once the virus is under control, the activity levels have bounced back very quickly. And we're optimistic that that'll be the sort of playbook as the Northern Hemisphere comes out. And has been the way South Africa has reacted, albeit that we, in late December went back into lockdown. So, January, once again, in our food service business in South Africa was tough.
Have you had to change the business model at all? Have you had to rethink the way in which the business of Bidcorp is going to work around the globe in future?
Not really, Bruce. I mean, we've obviously tweaked it. We adopted digital many years ago, and we continue to roll it out. We've done a lot of in-house development on that, so we've got a very bespoke platform, e-commerce platform that we use, and that stood us in very good stead. So it's really tweaking around the edges. We had to try and do some B2C activities in the early days of the first lockdowns, but that is really non-core, and as soon as activity levels returned, we reverted back to our B2B model. So not at all, really. I mean, obviously, tastes of food do change over time, and we'll go with those kinds of fashions. But it hasn't really required us to do anything massively differently.
Thank you very much, David Cleasby, Chief Financial Officer at Bidcorp. Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, even people like Gordon Ramsay, what is his show, Kitchen Nightmares or something like that, or Kitchen Bleep, Bleep, Bleep Nightmares. His business has lost 200 million rands worth of cancelled reservations in December alone. 10 million pounds worth of reservations. And he's got like 18 restaurants, top end, charges a lot of money for a plate of food. But those are the guys, top end restaurants. Everyone is struggling. My favorite coffee shop died during lockdown, as I'm sure many of your favorite places died as well.